This time by, we're going to get another update on what's going on under the ocean. And to do that, we have with us Dr. Dawn Kernegas. She is actually from Wake County, or lives in Wake County, and she's the Director of Scientific Research for DEEP. And this time, we're going to talk about a new chapter in subsea human habitation. It's called Project Vanguard. First of all, Dawn, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me again.
And, well, why don't we just jump right into that? You're involved in a project called Project Vanguard, and we're trying to figure out if man can live, I guess, long periods under the sea?
Yeah, so we know that they can. There's been a lot of research and kind of precedent to what we're doing, but we're just building, not just, but we're building the next generation of subsea habitats. So we're really building on the shoulders of giants, of folks that have, one, proven out that humans can live subsea safely, but also that, you know, these subsea habitats can be built and can be used for a variety of different applications. And so DEEP's vision essentially is building out and expanding subsea human habitation capabilities. And so Project Vanguard is actually our first habitat. It's our pilot subsea human habitat that we are building right now in Florida and is going to be going in the water very soon. And it's going to allow for 4 crew members to live on the bottom of the ocean for 7 days, if not longer. And again, we're just really excited to get that first habitat built and in the water.
What types of challenges do you have? And unfortunately, I'm reminded of what happened with the subsea vessel that was used to look at the Titanic and had that tragic accident. Obviously, there's a lot of different pieces that have to go just right to have this work.
Absolutely, yeah, and that was, you know, such a tragedy. There's so many lessons that were learned across the community for undersea technology and undersea, putting humans undersea. So one of the things that we are doing with DEEP is every step of the way from the manufacturing process all the way through to operations, we're doing that through a class society called DNB to make sure that we are certified in class every step of the way and doing things, you know, the safest way possible. And it's really the only way to go when you're putting humans undersea.
So what are the challenges? Obviously, I'm guessing pressure is part of it, but I'm not going to try to be an oceanographer. But what are the challenges of having this vessel at the bottom of the ocean at such a depth?
Yeah, I mean, so pressure is probably the biggest thing, and being able to build out that capability to keep the humans safe and protected undersea. There's life support systems design and development. Again, none of this is brand new, but we're, you know, integrating what has been done and also evolving that technology over time. And then obviously you have seawater and all the impacts of seawater. If you're going to be at the bottom of the ocean, you're potentially exposed to things like hurricanes or storms. So just thinking about how you can secure that facility on the bottom of the ocean to keep, you know, to minimize any potential damage from storms incoming. So just a slew of different, you know, things that you have to think about. And then you've got the human piece as well. So just thinking about, again, that human in the habitat, that human under pressure, long history of research around that, but we want to continue to expand that research as technology has evolved. And also as we're expanding out the number of folks that we can bring in and really expand out those opportunities to not just commercial divers, military divers, but now thinking about scientists, educators, other folks that we want to get into these undersea habitats.
Now, you lived in a subsea habitat. How does your experience relate to what we're trying to do on maybe a larger scale with Project Vanguard?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to live in an undersea habitat as part of a NASA mission. It was absolutely incredible. And during that mission, I have a background in exploration diving. I spent about a decade and a half doing undersea exploration, working on projects that were involved in underwater caves and underwater shipwrecks. And so, you know, then I got the chance to be part of this undersea mission where I lived undersea for 8 days. And it really was a life-changing experience. Even though I had that time underwater, I just saw the impact of being able to have that continuous presence subsea. We were there 24/7 for days at a time, and you really get to integrate with that environment and understand it around the clock. I understood how important that was. And then also when you're living in that environment, in that saturation diving facility, and being equilibrated to the surrounding pressure and doing those extended dives, just understanding the importance of that, the amount of work that you can do and really amplify the work that's possible when you're doing those kind of dives. And so I think just having that experience is just really driving for me personally that passion for seeing how we can expand that out to a broader population and to humanity.
Which brings me to my next question. What is the long-term goal? I guess somebody might visualize comparing it to the International Space Station, where there's some permanent situation where researchers and various folks go in and out. But what's the long-term goal?
Yeah, I mean, so we have a long-term goal of global distribution of these habitats, right? So this, we have a first one going in the water soon, but this is the first among many. And then there's also this goal of kind of continuous evolution of what subsea habitation looks like and what that technology looks like, and continuously feeding into that to really amplify the capabilities for humans undersea. You talked about the International Space Station. You know, essentially there's been a sustained human presence in space since 2000, and we don't have that for humans yet. We have people in submersibles, we have people in submarines, but when you're talking about people who are actually equilibrated to the surrounding pressure and in saturation, we don't have that presence 24/7 yet, and so we want to change that at deep over time.
Are there any downsides? Is there any concern about disrupting the existing sea habitat?
So something that we're very careful about, and there's a very extensive permitting process that goes into the one, there's a site selection process that goes into choosing where we're going to put the habitat to minimize any kind of local impact, significantly minimize any local impact, also in our design and just thinking about how operations are run. But there's also a very extensive permitting process that also is looking to minimize that and make sure that we're not doing any kind of damage. So for us, that's complete opposite of what we're trying to attain and what our goals are, right? We want to have a positive impact on the surrounding environment, not negative. So absolutely is something that is possible, but we are doing everything we can, and all the different bodies that we work with are also doing everything they can to make sure that that is not the case as we put a habitat on the bottom of the ocean.
Aquanaut, Dr. Don Kernaghis, who is the Director of Scientific Research for DEEP. Any final thoughts about where we go from here as far as having man and woman, for that matter, live continuously under the sea?
Yeah, just extending out those opportunities for folks is just so critically important for us, and we're really excited to see this first habitat going in as a stepping stone. And with this, the U.S. expansion is just going to feed into that global network that we're developing out. And I would tell individuals that if you want to follow us, you can check out our website at deep.com, and then you can also follow us on socials at Deep Engineered.
That is a great place to end it. Don Kernaghis, actually who is from around these parts, is Director of Scientific Research for DEEP. We look forward to hearing more about the Project Vanguard and the effort to have people living under the sea and doing a lot of research. And maybe next time you're in town, we'll get you in and talk to you here in the studio. We thank you for your time.
I would love that. Thank you so much for having me again.